had him race one over and done with in just bizarre conditions today here at Donington, weren't they?
Yeah, it's mad. I mean, when we went out for that sort of 10-lap sort of sightseeing almost, you know, I came straight back in and said, no chance, it can't run, it's just too wet. And then sat in the truck halfway through my lunch and then literally just went, 50 minutes, you're out. And I'm like, bloody hell, right, okay, time to go. And I couldn't believe how much it had dried since then. And, you know, almost to the point where, well, we were tyre saving throughout that race as it getting drier and drier. But P16 to P8, that's kind of made up for yesterday's, you know, issue with quali. So hopefully more of the same in race 2 and 3.
So P16 to P8, that's a good result given the conditions and the tyre degradation.
Yeah, really, really happy with that. The car felt really strong. Went away towards the end, you know, we set it up quite soft, and as it dried up, that makes it worse. But overall, yeah, quite happy with that performance.
The ridiculous thing is now, as we're stood here, the sun's come out, it's warming up. We're going to be on slicks for the next race and possibly race 3 as well. What a crazy start to the season.
It is. Welcome to touring cars. Well done, Alan Gow, for planning it all. How does he do it? It's good. I feel sorry for everyone who's been here since early doors this morning and had to endure the horrific rain, but I'm sure we'll try and put our best show on for you all.
Really well done.
That's all. Cheers.